AM.
And good Monday morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. And we have a great show today. You know, sometimes like you wake up and you just feel that electricity flowing through your body, let you know you're alive. I'm feeling that with this In Focus.
Well, good.
Because we got some special guests. We got Kathy Dawes, my former boss, in the studio. We got Pamela Kempton in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Kathy, welcome back. How's it feel?
Yeah, a little strange. You know, I'm used to being on the other side of the microphone business here, but it'll be fun.
Well, we got a lot to
ask away.
Okay. All right. Fire away.
Be careful what you ask for.
That's true. That's true. Well, we're going to talk about Timeless Music is the name of the program to be presented at the Manhattan Arts Center. It'll be Tuesday, May 15th. At the Manhattan Arts Center, it's a one-hour concert, begins at 7:30, and it's an a cappella concert.
That's correct, and Pamela's been directing us for a couple of years now, and we sing all a cappella. That's what our name of our chorus is, Timeless A Cappella. So we have about 25 ladies in our group representing cities from all over the place, including Manhattan, of course, Clay Center, Junction City, Wamego, and we have a good time, don't we? Actually, it's been 3 years. I'm sorry. I had the years wrong, didn't I?
Yes, we started about 3 years ago in my living room.
That's right, come to think of it. I was with the original quartet that met with you when we got together.
Yes, a lot of the ladies are associated in some way with the men's barbershop chorus, and they were just asking, well, if the men can do it, why can't we? So we got together in my living room, and we've just gone from there.
If I can share a little special something, too, Don Thompson really was very instrumental in getting us together, and I was very touched by his passing last week. That was a tough one, but what a great man, and he connected us, I would say.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And any time you hear about any sort, especially if it's music, if it's starting out of a living room, if it's starting out of a garage, that means it's usually going to be good.
Absolutely.
Pamela has a real rich background, though, in a cappella singing and in music of all kinds, and I don't know if she wants to share some of that with us.
Well, I suppose I started out in the U.K. I lived in the United Kingdom for 27 years, and believe it or not, I got my barbershop experience in the U.K. rather than in the U.S. So I was in several barbershop choruses in the U.K., and I ended up conducting some of them. I was in a quartet of my own at one point. We ranked 10th in the UK, my quartet did, so we weren't doing too badly.
That's really impressive. And looking at the numbers in this show for Tuesday, May 15th, is it going to be kind of a good variety of like different eras?
Well, I'm rather eclectic. I like to choose a whole variety of stuff. So we've got songs that are patriotic, we've got songs that are religious, we've got stuff that we call trad barbershop, and then we've got a section which is sort of 60s type music, a little Beach Boys, a little Beatles, you know, stuff that everyone likes to hear.
Brady Bowman here with Kathy Dawes and Pamela Kempton talking about the Timeless Music that'll be at the Manhattan Arts Center again Tuesday, May 15th, starting at 7:30, a one-hour show, and Kathy, I understand the four gyms are a big part of this.
That's correct. We'll be singing, I believe we've decided now, probably six numbers. We anywhere from four to six. Pamela doesn't know that yet. And we'll have some surprises up our sleeves. We do a lot of fun music. We're kind of known as a fun quartet, kind of. We have a good time. Let's just put it that way. Although we will have, you know, some that are a bit more on the serious side. Can You Feel the Love Tonight, you know, from the old Lion King. And
One of the best songs ever.
And songs that people recognize. Lollipop is one we're known for, which, of course, everyone knows that song, too. But we do have a good time, and we're going to actually try out a new one that I don't think Pamela even knows about yet that I think show that everyone will enjoy. It will be great fun.
And for folks wanting to check this out, is this a free concert or donations accepted? And I guess there are donations. What are the donations for?
Well, and actually, it is free will donation, and I guess we'll just kind of keep it in our treasury and find something good to do with it if we end up with something. But it really is free, and it's up to folks if they want to contribute a little bit. I mean, we are getting to a point now where we are actively singing, and there's always costuming and things like that to keep in consideration, and we don't want things to be a hardship for our members. We aren't as maybe organized as some of the, you know, like the official Sweet Adeline groups. We're not an official Sweet Adeline group, but but we just enjoy each other and have a good time. But we are starting to get out and about quite a bit.
Yes, and music itself costs quite a bit. So as Kathy said, we're trying to keep things, you know, economical for our members and focus on just having a really good time. Our rehearsals are a lot of fun. We have a lot of laughs as well as working pretty hard. So anybody who, any woman who enjoys singing, we'd really love to have you come and join us.
6:45 on Monday nights at the First Congregational Church in Manhattan. That's on Points Avenue, and we really do enjoy each other and have fun. In fact, I've recruited several folks, and a lot of people think, well, I haven't sung since high school. That's fine.
There's no audition. You know, we try to voice people and get them singing next to people who sing in similar voice style to them and try to help bring them along. So there's a lot of learning that mm-hmm. goes on, but we just focus on trying to do the best we can and enjoy it at the same time. So it's a low stress activity.
And Pamela, you brought up a good point just a little bit earlier when you're talking about the cost of songs and just that process. When it's not just you go out there and you just grab some music and you're able to sing it. There are some parameters and legalities with some of this stuff. Yes. We kind of want to talk about that process a little bit.
Well, there's just the cost of purchasing, legal arrangements and things like that. And oddly enough, they're quite difficult to come by. You know, some people come up to you and say, well, why don't you sing that song? And you have to say, well, there isn't a legal arrangement that we can get our hands on. So, you know,
although Pamela and her husband actually do a little bit of arranging, I will say that, which is quite helpful, but she's not going to totally agree with
very
that.
Very humble.
Well, I wouldn't class myself as a world-class arranger, but I try to do things to, sometimes you get songs that they might be arranged by someone else who has a choir that has different skills than yours or has different voice ranges and things like that. And sometimes you need to tweak those a little bit so they fit the people that you have so that they can sing them comfortably.
And you were in the UK again for how long?
27 years.
27 years. What was your favorite part about living in the UK? And I guess maybe the biggest difference as far as living in the UK to living here in the States.
I love the history that is just around you everywhere in the UK. Every little village has a church which is probably, 300-500 years old. And so that history just permeates everything. Big differences, the weather. I mean, the weather in the UK is pretty rainy and cloudy a lot. So being here in Manhattan is wonderful. All the blue skies and, I just love it.
So all the rain all the time. That's not a stereotype. That's
no,
legit.
No, that's legit.
Okay. And all the come back here, get a bunch of rain, everything's green and blooms, and then you get allergies that ruin your weekend. But I'm better now. I'm better now. If anybody's been following me on social media, I was struggling there for a little bit on Friday and Saturday.
I used to lose my voice every spring until I started taking allergy pills every day. And being a broadcaster and a singer, and we always had our competition. That's back when I was in the competitive chorus and would lose my voice almost every year, both for quartet and chorus. So I learned to take allergy pills a lot.
But it's nice. When it rains here, it rains and it gets it over with. In the UK, it'll just what we call mizzle, between a mist
mizzle.
and a mist and a drizzle. It's just
sounds like a Snoop Dogg sort of thing, actually.
It's just drippy.
And by the way, how's Ken? Is his allergies doing okay? You were telling me on Facebook
that
we were
struggling. Yeah, we finally broke down and bought the Claritin D.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta go with the decongestant. I learned that the hard way. Never had allergies in my life like I had this weekend, but we got all that rain, and then it just got really hot like that, and everything started blooming, but... Yeah. I'm okay now. I was honestly really worried that I wasn't going to be feeling good for today because I was like really excited about this show. But we soldiered through. Let's go ahead and take our first break. We'll come back, talk more with Kathy Dawes and Pamela Kempton here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.